At a press event this week, Governor Mike Pence rolled out HIP 2.0, a proposed expansion of the Healthy Indiana Plan.
Well, HIP 2.0 is a better way. It's a better way for those hardworking Hoosiers. To better health, to better coverage, to a better health care system.
At this stage, it's just a proposal, but Pence is hoping his plan to provide coverage to about 350,000 Hoosiers living in poverty will get support from federal officials. Pence's plan would cover people between ages 19 and 64 who make under $24,000 and can't currently get health care. These are people who live in the so-called coverage gap.
As the debates in Washington, D.C. about the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid expansion continue, we're reforming Medicaid in Indiana, and hundreds of thousands of Hoosiers will have better access to quality health care as they aspire to a better life because Indiana's leading the way.
Pence has refused to expand Medicaid to close the coverage gap, and he's been vocal in his opposition to the Affordable Care Act. HIP, which started as a pilot program 6 years ago and now covers nearly 40,000 Hoosiers, has always been the vehicle by which Pence said he would expand health coverage. His HIP 2.0 plan has three options: HIP Link, HIP Basic, and HIP Plus. HIP Link provides assistance to people who can't afford their employer insurance. HIP Basic provides a very limited amount of coverage to people at little or no cost. HIP Plus covers more, including dental and vision, but people are required to share some of the cost. Pence says the cost-sharing approach forces people to take more personal responsibility for their health care. They visit the ER less and tend to seek preventative care. The Indiana Hospital Association is praising Pence's plan, even though it's partially funded by increasing the state's hospital assessment fee. Government Relations Vice President Brian Tabor says it's still good for hospitals because they've struggled for years to provide care they're not compensated for.
Just a couple of years ago, it was $3 billion in uncompensated care in 1 year. So what will happen is, as these individuals have coverage through HIP 2.0, that uncompensated care will be reduced. So the costs for hospitals will be reduced. And so even through paying those payments, there will still be a net gain for hospitals.
Indiana will submit its plan for federal approval by the end of June, following two required public comment meetings. Until the plan is fully reviewed, healthcare activist Rob Stone says he's holding off judgment, but he is optimistic.
Boy, I love Indiana ingenuity, and I'm a native-born Hoosier and all of that. But I'm not really sure we need to reinvent the wheel. And I'm not really sure that this plan is going to be cost-effective, because it looks to me like there's a lot of administrative cost built into this, too. So I've got my concerns. But I also see that it could be a huge step in the right direction.
And in a statement, House Democratic Leader Scott Pelath wrote, "If the Obama administration and Governor Pence can agree on a plan, everyone should applaud." He says it's long past time to stop with the political grandstanding over Obamacare and to start solving real problems for real people.